Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is very controversial, I feel like. But I had him sign a...
Yeah, we signed prenups.
Prenup.
That's not controversial. That's sign not. Prenups, yeah. People.
Some people
protect your assets.
We've had two really bad stalker stories. I had to get police involved. And for some reason, like, I'm still sitting here, like, nervous to talk about it. Like, I'm still like, what if this has, like, repercussions? But you know what? This is the reality. This is what happens to us.
You guys didn't take your husband's last names, right?
I didn't make him give up his last name. He didn't make me give up my last name. My degree is in my last name. Everything is in my last name. There really isn't any reason for me to change it.
What's up, dudes?
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
That was probably the most lively one yet.
This is our first podcast with 6 people. Can we just give it up for that?
The couch is full.
We are joined by Brooklyn and Bailey and Dakota and Asa. Yep. Thank you guys for being here. You guys made a long journey today, so we really appreciate that.
Thank you. We're just glad to be here. We're excited. First podcast, really.
A little nervous.
Dakota's not much of a talker, so he's a little intimidated by the concept of a podcast.
We're so glad to have you. We literally just have a conversation, just kind of do what we have been doing off camera, but now on camera.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
So for you guys who don't know Brooklyn and Bailey, they are YouTubers, TikTokers, pretty much they're on every social media platform. Entrepreneurs, you guys own like 17 different businesses.
It's super
impressive what you guys have been able to do over the years. So you guys just celebrated 10 years on YouTube, right?
Oh, let's see. Yes, we did do just 10 years. And I think altogether, our family, it's been 14 or 15 years?
Yeah, it's 14. Been a long
time. Yeah, 14 or 15 years.
So
for the
long
family
we can't remember how long it's been.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
15 years.
I think that's the
2009.
Yeah.
2009.
Yeah. So you guys have to be some of the first like kids that like started on YouTube that are like now adults.
I would say so. Yeah. We call it like the second generation social media people. Like we are probably one of the first, I would say. Yeah, we were the first. I remember when obviously we started on my mom's hair channel and then Brooklyn and I started our own channel when we were 13, and we were the first second generation family to have 2 channels between the generations that all hit 1 million views or 1 million subscribers or something like that, like some milestone, some very specific milestone like that. But
it's awesome.
Yeah, we were there.
There's
in the
a lot
early
of
days.
Them now though, so I'm yeah, like it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, like that's such a big conversation nowadays, like kids and social media. Like you guys can actually speak on it. Like, what was that like? How do you view that?
It wasn't the same when we were little. I feel like, because when we were 9 was when my mom started filming videos, and it was literally like she was using a camp light. Like one you take camping,
like a lantern,
one of those handheld flip cameras that like don't even exist anymore.
Wait, the flip
the
camera?
The flip camera.
No.
Yeah, to film.
That's
so
crazy.
It had one singular button, the record button.
Yes. And I used to have one of those. I would make little action movies as a kid with the flip camera.
Yes. And so we would literally, I mean, when we started, like we said, it was nothing like what it is now. At the time, it was not to be on social media or to get famous or anything like that. It was a hobby. My mom was a hair blogger, and people just wanted like a more in-depth tutorial. And so she never showed our faces, never said our names. We were literally just hair models.
Like, you're kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, there's the back of your head.
Back of our head. Yeah. They wouldn't even announce our names. We were CGH1, CGH2, CGH3.
Like, all the way down.
All, until we were 13. So I don't know how many years.
I think it was
13.
I can't honestly remember, but at some point we ended up revealing our names.
It was 13 because it was our first video was us revealing our names.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
So was that for like privacy reasons to call you GDH1 and 2?
Yeah, it was
CGH.
Okay. Cute girls hairstyle.
Cute girls hairstyle. Cute girls hairstyle.
GDH.
Just make up letters.
Yeah. ZHC, like
DWF2.
Yeah. No, like it was for safety. Like, we just, my parents weren't sure what it was going to look like and what that was going to be. And so they wanted to make sure we were safe. And so they didn't say our names or show our faces for a really, really long time until years later. And then people were really interested in the family dynamic and stuff like that. And that's where it kind of morphed into more of family-related videos, but for a really long time, it was like under lock and key, or never
Holy
knew
cow.
Who we really were. They didn't even know we were twins because you can only see the back of our head, and we looked so similar that people had no idea we were twins for the longest time until like there were two of us in a video one time, and everyone freaked out and was like, "Wait a second,
they were the same person."
They've been tricked.
That still happens.
The first twin.
Still does.
So you're 13, like. You start this YouTube channel. People know who you are now. They know that you're twins. I feel like there's a weird thing with twins, too, because I feel like people just get super interested in twins.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And, like, fascinated by them. I don't know. I get that vibe. Like, how was that growing up with that channel? Like, when did it really take off? When were people, like, recognizing you guys and stopping you?
Oh, man. I don't know if I can. It's been so long. I don't know if I can even remember. But I do remember the night we launched our channel. My mom's hair channel had a million or two subscribers.
Okay.
So the night we launched our channel, like, we were refreshing the subscribers and we were like 200,000-300,000 subscribers that
in a day?
Night. So no. it was a launch from an already successful channel.
I don't think
channel,
it was 300,000.
So it was, I remember, but it didn't go. It grew over the years. But yeah, it was a successful launch when we started it, because it started where from my parents' channel, obviously.
No, that's insane.
Yeah, it was.
That's
crazy.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a lot. But we didn't, we were doing it for the subscribers. We were just doing it because we liked
share what you wanted to,
filming our life, really, like book reviews and fashion and just being 13-year-olds, you know? I mean, one of our first videos is like filming ourselves goofing off with our friends. Making
you did a rap
song. We were not taking
the
it seriously.
The kind of clips, the videos you were talking about that you made on like the flip
the
camera,
phone?
The
that's
like action
went live.
Videos. That's what we used to post.
That was what went live on that channel.
And it was going out to a large audience.
We did not get that, I don't think.
Yeah. Do you look back now and think of like, oh, we were just kids? Or are you like actually embarrassed? Like, you're like, that.
It depends on the video.
Yeah.
It depends on the day. I watched some of them and I'm like, ooh, that deserved to stay in the archives.
Was it the singing or something? We looked back.
Yeah,
we did like a rap battle with our friends, where we like made up something. And
that was like our second video on the channel.
It got posted,
something.
And I regret that one.
The rest of them were just innocent kid stuff, but that one I'm like, this is actually embarrassing, and we probably just shouldn't have posted it because it's so embarrassing.
Sometimes I watch it back and I'm like very nostalgic about it. Aww. Because it feels so like, oh, like it was so no pressure back then, just put up whatever, and it was so fun, and so it's really nostalgic too. So there's very few that get us really embarrassed. There's a couple that are like, what
well,
did we post
and
that?
You, your channel really is like a time capsule of every moment throughout your life. So even that very first video was you just being a 13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
So you weren't trying to do anything.
Yeah.
And when did you do your first twin swap video? Those are
so
funny, by the way.
Is that the first one?
Well, no, you did
I'm
restaurants.
I'm trying to think all the way back.
No, I think the very first twin swap
and stuff like.
Our very first twin swap was in college.
Yeah,
so that
and
was,
oh, really?
The one with me.
That was the one with Asa. And Asa and Bailey were dating at the time, and we had a lot of friends in college, and we'd kind of come up with this concept, and it did so well. Like, first of all, half the people
I'm gonna take credit
did not
for that.
Tell us apart, and Asa did not tell could not tell us apart. Yeah. So that's kind of blew the video up, because Asa mistook me for Bailey.
Mm. Well, I literally quote said like, oh, I've known you guys for 3 years, and not a single time have I ever mixed you up. And I was talking to Bailey, thinking it was Brooklyn.
Yeah, they would probably do people think that's scripted then? Because
if don't. If you watch the video, you can see my face just drops.
Blood drained from his face when he realizes that he'd been talking like this, like confident talk.
We also never scripted anything. Like our audience knows everything we put up is like what actually happens, and so I don't think anyone would ever assume that. And Ace's face gave it away.
I did not expect it.
The drain of blood from his face gave it away.
Yeah. So this is a question for the guys. Is it not weird, like, to be married to someone that is a twin? Because, like, I don't know. I'm like, I think Abby's so attractive, but if she had a twin, that would, I feel like that would throw me off so hard.
Yeah, but there's also differences.
Yeah. Like,
there's differences, and then I saw the video of you where you got
They're setting up scenarios to purposefully trick us.
The whole concept of the video is to trick us, and it did work.
Yeah.
Listen, okay,
So how big are those differences, really, then?
Well, when you don't know to look for it.
You got me there.
Okay, for context, Dakota, we played a switching video. We swapped on Dakota when Dakota and I, were we married yet?
Yeah, we were married.
I just watched it today. I saw the one you guys breaking on the family trip.
Yeah. And Dakota mixed us up so bad, he grabbed Bailey's booty and not my booty.
In the video, like my face
and
just
freaked out when he found out.
Like, I
was filming it. I just had to like not say anything.
I don't know how you like didn't laugh.
He was like, he was so embarrassed that he was like getting mad. He was like, I didn't mean it. I literally was just dying. Like, I'm supposed to stay in character and act like I'm his wife, but I'm not going to let him touch my butt. So I was like, and then it was just a dead giveaway. And it was hilarious.
Is that how you found out to end it? You're like,
it is. I was embarrassed.
I feel like there's a little bit more stepped away.
I feel like it went on for another 15 seconds. It probably did. Like, the unraveling of it always takes a second.
I think I remember he like grabbed her butt and she kind of shifted away. And he kind of looked at her like, why are you shifting away? And then like did a double take and was like, and then like freaked
out. So even on the butt grab, you didn't realize it right away.
No,
because Abby,
we
have the same butt.
That's my point.
Like they probably feel the same.
I feel like they probably do. That's probably true. Except is growing up as a twin, like you grew up sharing a room, sharing clothes, all the things. So you see each other. I mean, naked all the time, and you have the same body. It's true. You do have the same body.
That is crazy.
Nikki and Gabby, actually, another pair of twins talked about this. Are they identical or fraternal? Are they fraternal? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. But they're a pair of another influencer pair of twins, and they talked about this. They were like, people always ask, do we look the same naked because you're twins?
The answer, if you guys are wondering, is yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. These twins that are the same height as like we are.
Identical
like,
twins.
Our bodies look the same, but it's like our personalities that I think is what our husbands are attracted to. And so that's kind of what makes the difference. It's not like Ace is going to be like attracted to me.
There are subtle differences in your features and stuff too, but it does come down to your personality.
Yeah,
sure.
Abby, it was all her personality completely why I fell in love with her.
That kind of sounds
like,
rude.
I was trying to make a joke. Sometimes I try to be funny and just like does not work, and that was one of those times where like I'm so sorry. Obviously love your personality, but I think you're hot, so like that was part
you're
of
smoking.
It.
That's what I'm saying. You got both, a double whammy. Good personality.
That's hilarious. It's so funny because I literally wrote down in my questions to ask you guys, have you ever accidentally like slapped the other person on the butt before? And then I watched that video and I was dying when I realized
it. Other than that, misunderstandings.
So I will be
you've never gotten slapped on the butt by Ace.
No, like, never.
We never even mixed them up outside of
those
a video.
Twin swaps.
No.
I just thought it was hilarious how your siblings all knew immediately.
Well, I mean, they're used to our shenanigans.
Even my buddy that was there knew all like immediately.
Yeah, they're all used to us, and they know when we're lying and like all the things. I mean, there were dead giveaways.
I would say that some people are more observant, so they like notice.
I always made fun of Ace as a camera shy. I don't know how you fell for it, but I did too.
In their defense, they were really both of them were really camera shy when we filmed it, and so I think they were so hyper
just focused on
so hyper focused on like
getting the questions right that I don't even think they were really looking at the person standing
next to them. I have a question. That's why I was so nervous.
But yeah.
I can relate to that whole story because last year, Abby's dad slapped Abby's sister-in-law on the butt.
You can't put that on the podcast!
I think we already told everybody that. It's so funny. I don't know. It's just like,
it's the most uncommon thing. Yeah. Because
they're wearing the same jammies, so he just got confused.
Yeah, that's what happened to his uncle.
My aunt and uncle, so my uncle put his hand down his mother-in-law's pants.
Could you even imagine? Not down the pants.
Your mother-in-law?
They are like similar like physique, but yeah.
Did they ever talk ever again?
No.
Yeah, I mean.
They just all laughed it off and just like tried to move on with their lives.
I think we're talking about this off podcast. If you had to choose, like, who would be the worst person to see you naked in your family? Because Abby was like, it would definitely be her father-in-law, my dad. And I don't know.
Who would be the worst? For sure, your dad.
Yeah.
That would be, or your mom's partner. That would be horrible. Yeah. Either one of them would be bad.
I actually think my father-in-law would be like a lot more chill about it than I think some of my brother-in-laws would be. I think I would rather my father-in-law even say this is just gross.
Sorry, that was a weird question.
You probably get a lot of weird questions though, being twins. Like, people are probably just like so fascinated. What's the weirdest?
DMs are wild.
Yeah, they're always crazy.
Like what?
Just the craziest questions, like about us and if we're alike in certain ways, if we secretly hate each other, is there a mean twin, a nice twin, there's an ugly twin and a pretty twin. Just like people say the wildest things when you have someone to directly compare to. Mm. It's crazy.
You guys just launched recently a drink place. It's called Sip City.
Yeah, so we launched a drink drive-through company in Texas where we live. And it's been such a wild ride because it's so different than all of our other companies. So that's been fun for us. And when did it launch? Like not even
3 months
ago. 3 months ago. Yeah. So we're still in the very like new business phase.
We're excited. It took what, 2 years?
Yeah. It took a long time to develop.
Yeah.
So it was kind of from the ground up, and property is just so hard to find. So that was our biggest, you know, stickler was we couldn't find any drive-through spaces available. So anyway, it's just a very different world than like a social media business or, you know, like a digital product business or anything like that. Like, it's very, very different than anything we've done before.
But we love it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I want to go because I love special drinks. It just makes my day every single day.
Yeah, I noticed your syrups back there. Yeah. Like, you must make them at home.
I wanted to have you guys try one of my, sometimes I'll put some raspberry syrup and some coffee creamer in my Diet Coke.
Hey.
And I feel like that's what you guys do.
I think you guys are like working there. It's fun.
Coming up with drinks.
We go there
literally
all the time.
Fun. Yeah.
If she's all hire me, I will come work for you.
I just think that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I was listening to your guys' newlywed like Q&A that you did on your YouTube channel. And I thought it was so funny that like you do all the cooking and then you, and I'm, for people listening, I'm talking about Dakota. Because like you go to the grocery store every single day to get food.
I do. Yep. That, I love fresh food.
Have you heard of Instacart? Like,
I know. People make fun of me, like, order it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just like to pick out my food, so.
Dakota's very picky about, like, his cuts of meat and, like, the vegetables and stuff, so he doesn't particularly love, like, delivery services or Instacart because they'll just pick a piece of meat or what. So he likes to be able to see it and then pick it.
I love that.
We accidentally ordered like 50 bananas from Instacart the other day. I don't know if, was that our fault, Abby, or was that the
delivery? I'm still not totally sure.
Abby's dad kept going, hey, the jungle called. They want their bananas. I can't say it.
No idea what you're trying to say.
The jungle called.
The jungle called.
It's not even funny. I just spilled water all over my pants. The jungle called. They want their bananas back.
Got it out.
There we go. I said it.
What'd you do? Eat bananas for the like, next 3 days or what?
That is smart.
No, you guys said Griffin likes bananas, so that's lucky.
Oh, dude.
I have tears on your face.
Oh gosh,
I'm sorry. It's not even funny. Why are you laughing?
Laughs like that.
I think we're gone insane.
Well, it's so random. Like,
50 bananas? Like, I'm sure the Instacart guy was like, what are they doing?
Have you not seen this as like a joke on TikTok and meat? Like, it's a meme.
It's like a math equation. The guy got 50 bananas.
What, like, maybe he thought it was supposed to be.
Well, yeah, I think Abby like selected like 8 or something, and then they thought it was like 8 bundles or something.
That's like a big, like I said, it's a meme. People like post what they ordered and then what they got on their Instacart order.
That was like my bananas.
Yeah.
Really funny. I can understand that, the like 8 bunches, and then you end up with 8 with like 5 bananas.
They're like this family tree.
Yeah.
They've been eating bananas the past 3 days.
Something else you guys mentioned too is, do you actually like, I thought it was so funny because you're an esthetician. You went to school for that. Uh-huh. So do you guys like wax each other's armpits and stuff? Like, you must be really good at that.
Yeah. I wax myself and I wax him.
Okay.
And really, that's it.
You've waxed my chest.
I've waxed Issa's chest.
Not right now.
Yeah, don't. I haven't waxed it in a minute. But Bailey, I've never waxed.
Nope.
Really?
She doesn't like, she's never waxed. I don't know. I don't
not,
know.
Not even the pitters.
They're usually like pretty shaved.
Yeah, so. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, you have to let it grow just a little bit, and that's like, okay, that deters some people from waxing.
I like it though.
I wax him all the time.
Do you have just like a smooth chest at all times?
Actually, that's not what we wax. He waxed him.
Yeah, something else.
What are you waxing?
The damn stairs.
That's special request
time. Just got like
are we talking just the cheeks? Like, what are we talking about?
Just the cheeks.
Okay.
You liar. Okay. I'll give you some reassurance.
Liar.
No, I've never waxed anything but
dude, if you shave down there, it gets itchy, bro.
Yeah.
It gets real itchy.
No, it's just the cheeks, but it's nice. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't tried it, so I don't really know.
That hurts so bad that one time for a YouTube video.
Get your cheeks
I'd be crying, bro. Like, Abby waxed my belly, like my happy trail, for a YouTube video. Yeah.
I didn't do it. And
I was bleeding, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's a technique to making
she
sure
went to school for it
as little as possible. And like, the less bony the area is, the less it'll hurt. So like your butt, like the cheeks got a lot of juicy juice on there, so you can rip it off and it's not gonna hurt nearly as much as like a shin or something.
My
like that
eyebrows hurt worse than my butt.
Dude, honestly,
yeah,
I could do like the middle between the eyebrows. Like, sometimes it just gets kind of messy there, you know.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, don't look at them right now.
Bro, your eyebrows look great. They look so nice.
You've got an at-home esthetician to wax in whenever you need.
That's so nice.
You guys amaze me. Like, you're so multi-talented. Like, esthetician, owning businesses, doing like your social media.
I feel the same way about y'all. Like, we just watched you guys.
I mean, y'all are killer parents.
Yeah, kill it with all the parenting and the podcasts and videos, social media and travel and all the things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys stay so busy too. Like, always on the go. I actually think that all the time. I see your stories and I'm like, you guys get home, turn around, go again. You guys are about to do that all over again. It's pretty crazy and pretty fun. Like, I feel like your lives are moving so fast paced right now.
They are. It's a lot, but it's fun. A lot of fun. Like, it's both a lot and a lot of fun. But yeah, it does get quite crazy around here. Yeah, I feel like lately, particularly like the last year since we've been married, for some reason, just like business trips and like vacations and stuff have just kind of picked up. So we've traveled a lot in the last year. I'm starting to even feel it where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we bought a house and we've barely lived in it this year.
I think in the month of October we were only home for six days.
Less than 6 days.
Yeah.
Well, and the crazy thing is, like, what y'all see is the go 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 all the time. But then we'll hit like 6 days straight of just
hibernation.
Yeah, do not leave the bed.
Yeah,
so
literally hibernation.
It goes just like super, super highs, like high waves of energy, and then we crash.
We also get it from my mom. She's like a mover. She's like a doer. She does things all the time. And I do think, like, at least for Dakota and I, we're trying to capitalize on the time where we like don't have a family yet. We don't have kids yet, because we know that like the capabilities being able to pick up and just go like that is harder. And I'm sure you guys can talk more about that when you have kids. I'm sure it's harder to just like pick up and go.
Yes. No, it definitely is. It definitely is. It was funny. We just did a trip with just our newborn for like 4 days for the podcast, actually. And we were shocked at how much easier it was. Like, because we always have our two kids. We're like, oh my gosh, like, we only have one. Like, we can do anything. Like,
yeah, you get used to it to a certain level. So like, only having one of them, it feels like a vacation. Like, you're like, oh, just one baby. What the heck?
You're used to it too. I mean, it makes sense. I watched this, like, we were at the airport the other day, and we had this mom in front of us who was traveling by herself with like her baby. And I was like, oh,
oh, I just kudos because mm-hmm. she like had the stroller and the baby in one arm and was like trying to fold the stroller up and like us and then put it, I guess you have to like put your milk in the certain way through security yeah. and stuff, like, you know, so things I just never have thought about that I was like, dang, champ. So definitely yeah. we're trying to capitalize on the time where it's a little bit easier to travel.
For sure.
And you guys have been married for just over a year, right? Mm-hmm. Bailey and Ace have been married for
two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Going into year three?
Yeah. So our anniversaries are one day apart.
Yeah.
That is but a whole so year. Cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys plan that on purpose?
Kind of. It wasn't, I mean, obviously venues, you're sort of working the around their schedule.
Yeah.
And so we picked October because it was the best weather. And then when they poked around at their venue, they had that weekend. It was like one of the few weekends open. So October 1st, September 30th, those 2 days. And I wanted October 1st just for us. So I was like, you get married on September 30th and then we can always travel together for our anniversaries. But we don't share the same day. Sweet. So that's kind of how we did it.
So do you guys do everything together?
For the most part. Yeah.
So since you guys were together first, uh-huh. was it like, okay, you have to get along with whoever Brooklyn picks to be her husband because otherwise...
Yeah. And there were some exes that we did not get
They were put through the ringer.
I'll say. And there was some fear there. We're just so glad Dakota's here.
Yay, Dakota! Were those relationships public or was that all like private
stuff?
They're
public. I had a handful that were public and a handful that were private.
How long did you guys wait to like go public with your relationship?
A bit.
Yeah, we waited a while.
I'm trying to remember how long it was. A couple months, because you got married, and I don't think we had posted about Dakota married. And we'd been dating for, I think it was around 6 months when they public. I was nervous as the relationship before that. I think I went public a little too soon, and it ended more poorly than I really would have liked it to. And so with it being so public, so I was a little bit more nervous, I think, starting my relationship with Dakota. So I learned my lesson, and we waited for 6 months, then we went public with our relationship.
Yeah. So then were people, like, were they thrown off by your timeline at all? Were they like, wow, you guys are, like, getting married quickly or something?
Totally. We got so much of that.
Really?
We still get told that we're lying.
No.
Or, like, hiding, like, parts of our relationship because the timeline, socially-wise, doesn't... It feels so fast and, like, weird because
we
kept a lot of it private in the beginning.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of people small things. Like, they met on a dating show, really, that we did on our channel. And in the video, our editor, he kept the age as the last guy for Dakota. So we watched it. No one noticed that it was, like, several years younger than it should have been. And so everyone's always like, oh, Dakota, he's so much older than you originally said, like you were hiding his age. It's just like,
simple mistakes
become huge conspiracy theories.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. You're like, well, maybe it was just a complete accident.
It was complete. I know. It's like totally not a big deal.
The guy I'd gone on a date with before was, I think, 23. And so then the editor just had like that on there and never changed it. No one really caught on. Dakota, I think when we went on our date was, what, 27. So people are like, because you lied because you didn't like the age gap or whatever. And I was like, oh no, guys, it's just like an editing mistake. I honestly have to give people credit. They think we're way smarter than we are. Like, I'm just not even like smart enough to like think about like being
craft a master plan.
Have this master plan.
Oh my gosh. So how old are you, Dakota?
I'm
29. Yeah,
29.
Let's go.
Let's get
what's
it out there.
What's the big
3-0? When we're on Everest.
No way.
Yeah, Everest. Yeah. Wait, talk about Everest.
Why are you guys hiking freaking Mount Everest?
Just to clarify, I am not.
We're not going. We'll be staying on.
You guys are invited.
I thought you guys do everything together, though. That's what you literally just said.
Bailey's very adamant. This is one she's not partaking in.
Nope.
Dakota, so my mom's goal by the time she turned 50 was to have hiked to the base camp of Everest, and we all weren't really sure how that was going to happen, and then we kind of figured it out. I have an uncle who's really athletic, and he's kind of helped her figure that out, this plan and this company. So we're all going now. Well, most of us,
not me,
are going to hike to the base camp of Everest for, I think it's about 3 weeks. It's a 17-day hike. In order to get there, you have to fly on this tiny plane and land in what is called the world's most dangerous airport, and then 3 days into the hike, you can't shower or bathe because you'll get too cold. You'll get hypothermia. And then the something about the altitude makes you start your period. You can only eat the stuff that's in your backpack. It's like a whole thing. I feel like this... I don't know if this is all true or not. These are all stated facts.
Are you sitting in tents? Like,
no, I think I there are really like ski houses. Like you stay in like little hostels kind of along the way. But honestly, I really am not 100% sure. I'm sure we'll figure out more details the closer it gets. But listen, I am all for adventures. I'm all for the people that choose to do this. Great. Good for you. I will be at home in my bed.
Mm-hmm. In my bed. In my bed. Wow. That's really, that, I love that. We're together on this.
That sounds fun.
I know going into it that I'm going to like get on the mountain and be like, what was I thinking? Yeah. Doing this? Neither one of us are particularly like... I can't remember the last time either one of us went on a hike.
Oh,
you have to train. So, like, they have to go for it. See how far we can get.
With our like elevation where we're at right now, it's gonna be difficult.
You are training before you go. Yeah, we're I would say we're training mostly just our lungs and our hearts to like be able to keep up with the altitude.
Have you guys heard of the Iceman? Who's like done it? Wim Hof. He did it like barefoot or something crazy.
He's crazy.
Like it's all in the breathing techniques that he uses, and he like tricked his brain into like letting him feel live pain. and not die.
See, I suppose anything is possible, but like I said, I will be opting out of that.
Oh. Yeah. So, what if your siblings are going? You guys have four other siblings.
Yes. So, our youngest two aren't old enough, and really, it's just you and Camry. We have a sister that's like super outdoorsy, loves hiking. This is like right up her alley, so she might be the one that actually really loves it.
I don't know science. Are you guys more likely to have twins yourselves?
Oh yeah, I can explain the science to you.
Please do.
It's super fascinating, and we get this question a lot. So identical twin genes, technically that's not hereditary. You can't like pass that down.
They don't know.
There's been a lot of studies. We were part of studies when we were babies.
Really?
Maybe they figured it out. I'm not sure. But that I know of, it's technically not something that you can like guarantee is passed down from kid to kid to kid. However, the fraternal twin gene, which is where the woman drops two eggs and both get fertilized, is hereditary. So we actually have that gene. My grandma, obviously, my dad, I don't know if you guys know this, my dad is a fraternal twin.
That is crazy.
So my grandma had fraternal twins, and then it skips a generation, and then we got that gene too. So it's like super TMI, but when I ovulate, I can feel it, and I can feel when I'm dropping two eggs on both sides. It's really fascinating. Yeah.
Holy Does it hurt? Crap.
Doesn't. I mean, ovulation like kind of crampy, but
I've never felt ovulation in my life.
Really? Oh, like I think it's like 50% of women can, and some
I clearly
can't.
Didn't know I was ovulating because then
you're like, hello,
hello, I found a baby. Yeah. No, wait, I did not know
it's
that.
It's fascinating. So we both got that gene, and I'm sure maybe some of my other sisters do as well. I'm not sure, but the identical twin part is just kind of a
the scary
miracle.
Part is like because the identical twin is the identical gene is unpredictable, and my mom had two sets of identical twins. So she had Bailey and I, and then my 18-year-old sister was also an identical twin. Oh. The baby just passed in utero. So the identical twin gene, obviously my mom had it. So if Bailey and I have that, and then we also have the fraternal gene of dropping two eggs.
You could get. So you gotta be careful with consecutive pregnancies. Yeah. You could be multiplying rapidly.
Yeah, no. You could have four naturally. Thank you. That naturally would be hard.
Could you even? I would cry.
That would be so hard.
You could have four naturally?
Yeah, because you dropped two.
Oh, because they split?
And then they split.
No.
Eggs can split twice. That's how triplets happen.
Yeah.
But like if you guys
I'm
were
sweating.
No,
I'm so confused that you can think of you can feel ovulation.
No,
I really didn't know that was a thing.
Oh wait, I have another one that will blow your mind. Okay, what? Another fun fact about twins and kids. Because we have the same DNA because we're identical, no matter who we marry, like obviously she married Dakota, I married Asa, they're not related at all. Our kids will be half siblings. They will not be cousins. They will be half siblings by genetically. DNA. Because we are
Isn't
identical.
That crazy?
So technically,
that's kind of sweet.
I know, like her kids are my kids. Like if we took a DNA test, it would not be able to know who was the mom.
Same with crimes, right?
Yes, yeah. It's true.
Oh my,
it's true. It's true.
They've been planning a crime.
Yeah, the only thing that you can get away with, you can't get away with, is your fingerprints. That's the only thing that's different. Our DNA, like our saliva, our hair, it's all the same.
I honestly don't know why there aren't more notorious twin criminals
really
out there.
Scooby-Doo has an episode on this.
Somebody.
Really?
Yeah, don't commit crimes. They're the only person I've ever seen talk about it.
They probably are, but one of the twins are just always in hiding.
Yeah, we just don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, we've never committed crime.
No.
But
So do you want twins?
I do.
Dakota's like, give me all the
bro,
babies.
When
I love
she
it.
Like tells me she can fill up both sides, I'm like,
he's like, let's go.
Bro, I'll tell you what, like, I was the same way before kids. I was like, twins would be so cool. And then, like, now that I'm a parent, I'm like, I don't know how parents do it.
Yeah.
To so care much respect.
Because it's so much work for one. So just, like, doubling that would be crazy.
Yeah, my parents talk about it a lot. Like, their first kid was two kids. Mm-hmm. And they say all the time, it's like, hard. I feel like especially the infant stage where you're, like, breastfeeding still. And, like, that, I feel like, would be
so
hard. Yeah, my mom has a picture of us just on both of her boobs just nursing like twins. Yeah. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? But
I feel like once you hit toddler stage, though, twins, like, we entertained each other, which I feel like helps.
Has
like,
its benefits.
Yeah, it has its benefits. Like, it's almost like having the second sibling already. Mm-hmm. It's just, I feel like it's particularly hard when you're just
newborn,
tiny and you're reliant
imagine.
On the mom and dad, and, like, you can't, you know, that, I feel like, would be difficult. I don't know if I want twins because I feel like it would be really hard.
Yeah, I think having twins would be fun, but birthing twins would not be fun. I think that's what scares me more. Because my mom, I mean, she almost died. She was a small woman. Like, and to birth twins is
hard.
She
did have a C-section.
She did. She ended up having to have a C-section.
But, yeah,
but almost.
There were complications.
It was crazy.
Okay.
But
for all, so then did she have C-sections for all of her consecutive?
She did.
Yeah.
But to think, I mean, I cannot imagine birthing two babies.
Yeah.
That's what scares me. I'd love to have twins, but you have to actually birth them.
Well, carry them too.
Or you could adopt. Yeah, that could be a solution to that problem.
And
but
you guys said you
we'll
were
see.
Part of studies as twins? Like, they studied you?
Yeah. I remember really little just to... I don't remember we were babies. I don't know.
Okay.
Part
trying of the, to trace
part
that
of the
gene.
Study, yeah, where they were trying to trace where the identical gene comes from, whether it comes from the mom or the dad or like a combination of mix of the DNA or like what causes the egg to split. And yeah, part of that study was they tested Bailey and I to see if we were identical. So that's how we know
we're for identical. Sure identical.
Because like the study says so.
Yeah, you can do like a little test.
Yeah,
kind of like
DNA
a
DNA swab.
Yeah, a little DNA
I mean,
swap.
Take a look at us, though. Like,
you're like, we kind of assume.
Yeah,
but
you would, like, look at us and be
you
like,
you would
oh,
think,
God.
But, you know.
And growing up on social media, do you guys have a plan for when you have kids, if you're going to show them, if you're going to show the back of their head until they're 13 like your mom did? Like, have you even thought about that?
I have, like, literal nightmares about this because, like, what I don't know what the right answer is. I mean, it's a hot topic that's come up. I mean, really been a hyper focus last couple of years, mm-hmm. like family mm-hmm. vloggers and like how your kids are in your videos. And we grew up just in a completely different time than it is now. So I think about this all the time and what I think it would look like, especially because our audience, they feel like sisters to me. Like, I'm sure Brooklyn agrees. They feel like family. And so it feels weird to hide something like our kids. But at the same time, I care about the safety of my future children as well. So it's just like,
it's something to
what is the right
sure.
answer? You know, probably not show them very much. That's where we kind of lean. Mm. But
yeah,
I guess I can't say until I'm a parent. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, it was.
You got time, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah, it's hard when your social media revolves around you as like a person and a personality too. Because like by default, then having family and kids, like that's part of your life, and so it's not like if you're a gaming social media influencer, you can kind of cut the family part out and just focus on your niche. But when your niche is your life, that's when it gets more complicated. So I really don't know what the answer will be, and the answer might change. It might be one way for a while and then switch, you know. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Or it could be different. Like, they might choose something different than we would choose.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really interesting to see how it happens.
Do you think it's like, okay, so I know I've seen videos where people like call out certain family vloggers and things like that. Growing up in social media and being around that and seeing it really develop like before your eyes while you were kids, do you think, I don't know, like, do you think it is as bad as people make it out to be? Have you seen situations where it has been horrible?
Oh,
yeah.
What's your experience in that?
Totally. It's as bad, if not worse
than people make it out to be.
I think, like, kids that grew up in our generation, social media really wasn't, like Bailey's been saying, it's not... I feel like adults that were doing it with their kids didn't understand. Nowadays,
they know.
People know.
Yeah.
And you make money with kid content.
Yeah, you know
and
what you're doing.
So a lot of people, I've seen quite a few families who pull their kids out of school and
they're making content full time and homeschooling. And, you know, I think there does become a point where you're kind of crossing this line of taking your children's childhood kind of away.
How did your parents navigate that with you guys?
They were actually really pretty respectful of who wanted to be in videos and who didn't. We have our fourth sister down, like Brooklyn, me, Camry, and Rylan. Her name's Rylan. She wasn't interested in being in videos as much, and so she didn't get filmed. And then, of course, the conspiracy theories came out, people saying she was the least favorite child because she wasn't in the videos. Oh, but really, it was my parents trying to respect a boundary. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just different interpretations of things, but they were pretty good about respecting that boundary.
Really, like, we were in school, we were in extracurricular activities, like we had the opportunity to move to LA and we didn't. We chose to, like, stay out of that, you know, kind of scene and grow up, like, in high school and just doing the normal things so that we didn't become kind of this, like, everything revolves around making content all the time when you're a kid.
But yeah, you've seen the other side of things, too.
Like, we were living our life and then filming. We weren't filming our, if that makes sense, we weren't filming to live our life, if that makes any sense.
No, totally.
So it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just a different time. I think it's a lot different now. But yeah, there are definitely scenarios, I think, always where it's worse than probably people.
Especially because back when we started, it was like making money on YouTube wasn't like that. It wasn't even as easy as it is now.
Yeah. Like, so, we got like a dollar in the mail.
Yeah. Was that pre-AdSense or did AdSense exist back then?
We started my mom's hair channel pre-AdSense. Okay. Yeah, and then, like, I remember a year or something, and they got a check in the mail for, like, $3, and were freaking out because they could buy a burrito, and it was a big deal.
And so burritos being $3?
I know. Yeah, that. I was like, different world. Yeah. We've been talking about this. It was a different world.
That's amazing. Yeah. I wish we could buy burritos for $3 still.
It just wasn't what it is now.
Did your mom, like, were you guys getting, like, a salary out of her business at all? Or was it, like, how did that work with, like, money? Because, like, you were kids, and you had your own channel. I'm curious what that was like.
My dad would set aside money anytime we were in a video. So they just had like a bank account they would put money into, basically. And then when we turned 18, we got that bank account, basically, is how they did it. So it's kind of a salary, I suppose, a monthly paycheck, I suppose, kind of thing. It's kind of how they did it. But I don't know how other people did it.
Yeah, it's honestly like one of those weird, everybody can do it a different way. Kind of, you know, we were just talking to another family where their kids are kind of part of their social media, but they're trying to like walk that really good balance of like keeping them, you know, like in a regular lifestyle, but also social media, but like paying them, but like not giving them full access to funds at a young age, you know. Yeah. So it's really difficult, and I feel like a lot of people navigate it differently, you know. Yeah. And there isn't a rule book, so that's the hard part. Is it's not like an accountant where there's like, oh, you pay them this much
for these things. Didn't even exist until this year. Like, this is the first year.
Laws do exist now?
Yes, in some states they protect children, like child actors now, if they're social media,
including like kids on social media, which that didn't exist. Like, none of that existed when we were kids, you know.
Yeah.
So that's in place now.
That's really cool. I didn't even realize that we'd made that progress, because I just thought we were still in the dark ages of like it's the Wild West out here, like nobody, everybody
slowly,
just
I think. State by state I think figuring it out, and I'm sure it will become more commonplace, obviously, just like Hollywood kind of figured it out, I'm sure, with the new age of social media.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
It's all like a super sensitive subject, because I just know people feel so passionate about it, so it's just tough to navigate. But I feel like my parents did a really good job. For I mean, this, like I said, it
wasn't a conversation.
YouTube wasn't even YouTube didn't exist. It was cat videos. Like, it just wasn't a thing for a really long time. Mm-hmm.
Are you glad that like you started when you were 13, or do you wish like you would have waited to do YouTube until you were, say, 18 or 17?
It's,
I don't know.
Interesting you say that, because I was just having a conversation with you about this the other day.
Yeah, this is a tough question. I was saying to him, I'm really glad we started when we did, because it's really hard to break through now. I think it's a lot harder. But there are some like pivotal aspects I feel like we didn't really fully understand, like the big moments.
Yeah.
So like hitting 1 million subscribers, I just don't think we understood. We were in school. We were just filming for fun. Like, we didn't really understand the meaning of it.
You cared more about homecoming than...
Yeah, I cared way more about homecoming than I did about like the number of followers we had. And so there are a couple big pivotal moments. Like when we launched our mascara, we were... How old were we when we launched it? I'm trying to remember.
We 16 when we started it. 16 and launched at 18.
And that's one of the things where I'm like, I still feel like I didn't fully comprehend like how amazing our launch was because we were so young when we did it. And now it was like a 23, almost 24 year old entrepreneur. I'm like, dang, like that was a really good launch. And I don't think I really appreciated it in the moment. So there, I'm glad we did it, but there are some things I wish I just soaked in a little bit more.
Abby went to your Stay ITK event last year. I remember right afterwards, she was like, Matt, you've got to try these products. Like, the skincare is amazing. Oh, like, I love the moisturizer. I started using the moisturizer in the face wash.
It's so good.
That's what I like to hear.
And whenever I run out, I just go to Walmart. I literally do. And I'm like, here it is. It's so right convenient.
There. Yeah, we love it. It's been really fun.
That's been our second product brand that we've launched because we have our mascara that we launched and this, you know, our skincare line just came out last year. So is that right?
Yeah.
Last year.
Last year.
Whoa.
It's been so much fun. It's just like we both have so much passion for entrepreneurship and building businesses and growing businesses. It's what we graduated in. It's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a blast.
I call us all serial entrepreneurs because it's like you just can't stop. Like, even just if you should, you don't stop. You just start businesses.
You're like, add it on.
Yeah, it's like, just one more.
That's so cool.
Do you guys find yourselves like toggling between like working a crazy amount and then like not working at all? Or like, because that's kind of how the boat I fall into. I really struggle at just like having a normal work-life balance. Uh-huh. So as an entrepreneur, do you find yourself just doing crazy hours and then you go too far and you're like, okay, I need to pull back. Yes. I need to take a break.
All the time. Yeah. I feel like we have surges of days where we're working so many
hours.
Until
midnight.
And then a week where we just, like, all I have to do is just post on social media and, like, that's the majority of what I do during the day. And then, again, like I said, weeks, it goes in waves. I also think that's why a lot of people get really confused about, like, influencers and what that job looks like because some days I really am just sitting at home. And then some days it's like 15 hours of like straight work. So it just depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how y'all are too?
Yeah, we've gotten better, I would say, at like having more time. Like,
for me, like truly social media is kind of like just my job. I'm very thankful for it. I'm very grateful for it. But for Matt, it's like his hobby also. Yeah. So for me, I'm like, I want to treat it like a job. I want to have like, this is my on time, this is my off time. Like, I don't want this to blend into my other time. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you've kind of moved towards like making it more like a strict schedule for us.
That's how she is.
Yeah, I'm definitely more like, I see it as a job and it overwhelms my life if I let it become more than that. So I try really hard to set like strict hours and like, you know, like 9 to 5, if I can keep my work schedule within those time hours, like I'm going to try really hard to like put my phone down after 5 or, but it's just hard because at the end of the day, it's like, who's going to post on Instagram? Who's going to post stories? Who's going
to
post TikToks?
And you guys are founders. And so you have to pick like, up the phone or
Bailey's a
answer
lot,
the call.
She's a lot better than I am about like being able to do it round clock. I have a hard time with that.
I'm like you, it's my passion.
It's so much fun.
I have so much fun every single day. And so I'm like, I want to do more and more and more all the time. And then obviously, of course, there's times where I'm just like, ugh, like I just need a break. But almost all the time, I'm just love it.
Well, it's weird because like I've been trying to adapt more of the schedule Abby has, and I don't feel as fulfilled.
No,
like
same.
Because I just want to either go all in or not do it at all.
I just know there's potential. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's all these good ideas, and I know there's potential.
And so it's just like it's easier for me to like completely like work a 15-hour day or not do anything, like just chill and watch Stranger Things, like binge a whole season and just like eat cookies.
Oh, I could not like, relate to the children though.
But that's the thing. So now we have kids, and so now like
you had to get.
I don't know about you. I love to stay up late and work.
Yep.
It's so fun. I can work till 5 a.m. My brain just doesn't shut off, and I just love it. But like, my son wakes up at 6 a.m. and yesterday he woke up at 5:15. So like, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. Like as a dad, I don't know how to do this. Like as a dad, cause
you do a great job. You don't give yourself enough credit though. Like you hang out with the boys
on the back for that.
So intentionally. Oh, like, I don't know how you like continue to do what you do. Cause you pour so much into your work and you pour so much into your kids and at the same time protecting them too. Like,
thank you.
That you do a very good job. You're not giving yourself.
This podcast is not even about me, and you're like compliment. Thank you.
I know you're not. You're selling yourself short.
I think it would be really hard to navigate with kids because
I mean, you guys have them. I don't. But I'm assuming you have to have a more rigid schedule because of kids. And so I can't imagine. I'm the same as you. Some days I just get inspired and I spend my entire day and entire night up until 3 a.m. just making something or creating something. I can't imagine trying to work that in with also being a parent. That's hard.
Which company or product?
Well, because you also have a clothing boutique.
Yeah.
You get
linked with our mascara.
Yeah, so it's called Lash Next Door, and that's our fashion and mascara brand. So that's just online. People can go shop anytime. And then we have our skincare line, which is ITK, which stands for In the Know. And that's in Walmart. And then
just in Walmart, like a small, just like a smaller retailer.
Yeah, you probably haven't heard of it. Yeah,
not many people have heard
of that
place.
Pretty proud
of that
one.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then of course we have like our social media, which we consider a separate company, like our social media company.
And then y'all have Sip City.
And then we have Sip City.
What is your favorite business that you've started?
Oh my god!
Depends on the day.
Actually,
like picking a favorite child.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
I feel like my most, like the one I have the most passion for is our clothing and mascara brand.
Nice.
Like we have an office we go in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have, you know, all of our coworkers that we work with, and like I just feel like I can get really in it, like hands on in it. Satisfying wise, the skincare, I feel like being able to see the product on shelf and like, you know, I don't
the
know.
The scope is probably more, huge for
yeah,
that.
Yes, it's, I would agree with Brooklyn. The child we first birthed was our mascara. So like, obviously that's always going to be the closest to our heart. But that skincare line is amazing, and it's a passion project, and it's like,
it's more rewarding.
So rewarding. Like. Yeah. And so I don't know if I could pick between the two, honestly.
Well, and I think you're changing lives really with the skincare too, like, because people's acne is going away and like they've never had that.
Yeah,
you know, like
it's been pretty great.
It is great skincare. We can attest to
I went from never washing my face to what I use 5 products a night. I like have to use it every night, or it's like
freshen your teeth.
Yeah,
you should be the poster child. Like you have like the before picture and the after picture.
Wait, that'd be such a fun video. Yeah, like my husband's skincare routine before.
I have tried to convince him, and he is too shy to film a video by himself about his skincare routine. But we should just lay on the pressure a little bit more. Maybe he'll be convinced.
That's funny. Yeah, like I've seen some of the videos. It's like my husband's skincare. It's like their shampoo, and it's like
a bar of 3-in-1 shampoo.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
I feel like that was definitely you, Matt. Dollar store.
I used to buy my face wash from the dollar store.
Hey,
at least you bought it.
Yeah, you wash my face. That's impressive.
I use body wash.
I was wondering, I was like, why is my face so pimply? I'm washing it every day.
I keep washing it, and it's
Just hey, PSA: if you're buying your face wash from the dollar store, don't do that.
Go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
Don't wash your face with shampoo or body wash. Go buy real dedicated face wash. Yeah.
Can I ask which business is like killing it the most, or which one you're like, this one just like freaking took off? And
you know,
it's actually
obviously getting to Walmart was huge. There's a lot of stores, and so that's automatically just gonna like step it up a notch above anything else we've ever done.
Scale-wise.
But I'd say this year, our mascara has just taken off.
TikTok shop changed our world.
It changed our life with this mascara.
We've sold, we're probably at 11,000 units.
12,000
in the last, like, two months on TikTok shop alone, which
we always thought of it as, like, a boutique. Like, it's just fun, but I never really, I don't know, we've never seen that kind of sales off of just our like kind of small, I would consider like just fashion makeup
small
brand
business.
Online. And we got on TikTok shop, and it just has been taking off for us.
Do you guys ship it all out yourselves?
Yeah, we do. We do all of our distribution.
We have a warehouse.
But it's not like, do you guys physically like go there and ship it out? Or do you like, do you have a team though, right? To help?
Yeah.
Like you're not the only one shipping it out.
I think you'd be shocked at how small our team is though. I think we only have, one warehouse manager.
One warehouse manager. All of our orders.
We go back and help. Whoa. And like we hire part-time help when needed. But some months are slow and some months are crazy. Like we're in the crazy season right now, so we obviously have part-time help. But
okay.
I'm like seeing your guys' lashes and I'm like, I gotta get this mascara.
I think in total, how many people do we have working in that office now? We're not talking about ITK. This is just for the mascara brand.
Six
people. Our team is six people. Maybe seven.
Yeah. Like we said, we have
haven't had the growth we've had this year before, so we've had a pretty relatively, I would consider, small team.
We plan on expanding.
Yeah, we've got to at this point because we're growing so quickly on TikTok Shop. Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Well, I think it's so cool because clearly, like, TikTok Shop is helping you guys, but like TikTok changed our life. Like our YouTube channel was not like taking off at all, and then like TikTok helped us grow an audience on YouTube, and it's just cool how it opens up this opportunity for people to start businesses and build. Really cool. I don't, like, you can live in the middle of nowhere and start a business on TikTok and promote it and sell stuff on the shop. Like, and now you guys are blowing up your mascara. That's really cool.
You don't even have to like have your own product on TikTok anymore. You can like affiliate link somebody else's product, and you don't have to have a certain amount of followers or anything to have a video go viral and make money off of selling product.
That's pretty crazy how it's like, I'm like, that it has changed people's lives. That's for sure.
I'll give TikTok credit where credit is due. Back when we started on, it was the first platform where the algorithm just promoted anybody that was like,
was Musical.ly
had a good video.
It was first, you know, Musical.ly, like, before TikTok. Musical.ly.
The OG days was Musical.ly, and then when TikTok first started, you know, the algorithm just pushed. That's why people, I think, got so into TikTok, was anybody from anywhere could go viral.
Yeah. It's the first time we've ever seen that on any platform.
What's it like working with your sister? And then you guys, your husbands are also all, you guys are pretty closely working together.
We're pretty integrated, but like not totally like hired on staff, but we just
he's like, I'm looking for a job.
Like, hire me.
I have edited a handful of videos for them, and I mean, just help when I can and take pictures and stuff, but
he's in videos, you get paid to be in the videos, but that's about it.
Did you guys combine your bank accounts when you got married?
We did not.
No way.
Yeah, so this is very controversial, I feel like. But I had him sign
we signed prenups.
That's not controversial. That's sign prenups, people.
Some people
protect your assets.
It's a good thing.
It's
a good thing for both parties.
Wait, what?
No, I'm such a proponent. Yeah, protect your assets.
We owned multiple businesses when we got married. Yeah. And I had a savings account, and my parents and informed me, and one of our attorneys just told me, you know, you should probably have whoever you marry sign a prenup just to protect yourself. You never know, people can marry you for the wrong reasons.
Well, and we've seen
it
too.
I will say we've seen
it. Did you have her sign a prenup for you?
Yeah, we both
did. Let's go.
Yeah,
okay.
We both did it.
There we go.
Yeah, it was reversed too. It's not just a one-way thing.
It was a prenup. He had me sign one, I had him sign one, but it was like, it was also, I don't want to say a test because that's not true. It wasn't a test. It was real.
But it did show me he was in it for the right reasons, because when I brought it up, like, he knew very early into dating that this was going to be something that would happen. But when I brought it up, he was like, yeah, and okay, sure, I'll sign it.
When I feel like if someone is going to be very like push back against that, then what is the purpose? Yeah, like, that's suspicious. So
why? That's my question. Well, like, why don't you want
to sign it? And also, you can cater a prenup to be kind of whatever you want it to be. So, like, I think a lot of people's prenups will like expire after 10 years.
Yeah,
if your marriage lasts
a certain amount
of time, then it will expire. And at that point, then if anything happens, everything is together, you know, like, so you can kind of cater it to whatever you want to say. You can put clauses in it, you know, so it's very,
I think ours is,
it doesn't have to be, it, I think there's a limited knowledge in like the community about what like a prenup even is.
And it's so it's a stigma, I think, just like, oh, you should trust your partner, like, getting married.
We're never going to get divorced.
Like, I would never have my partner sign a, you know, and I'm like, well, I came into the relationship with businesses I have to protect. Like, can you imagine if someone married you for the wrong reasons and they walked away with half of your business?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
For their life. Yeah.
For the rest of their life. Like, you never get that back. That's fully theirs. So it just, but he didn't even blink an eye. Yeah.
Well, I think it does change things when you're like a massive YouTuber and you have like all these businesses
together.
We had nothing when we got married, so we're just like, okay, we'll just sign the papers, you know,
we can say what we made in 2020.
I think we made just shy of $12,000
together.
What the hell?
And look at you. You've come
a long ways. We did not make very much money. Like,
but you guys, how old were you guys when you got married?
That was just from social media.
No. This is before, completely before social media.
And then in our regular jobs, we made combined $11,000.
That's 2019. It was 2019 or 2018.
How old were you guys when you got married?
We were 20 and 21.
I'm doing the math.
So you guys were really, you guys were
like
young.
Yeah. And we,
like,
so we had scholarships.
I feel like most young people are in school, and
rent,
like, you're not.
So rent for us was like $500 a month. utilities and all that, like, all in, we are
for under, groceries a week. We never ate out. We spent $70 to $80.
We spent $75 a week on groceries, and we barely ate out. And then rent, all in with utilities, was under $600.
Oh, dang.
And then we had scholarship. We went to a really cheap state school. We got scholarships. So, like, we essentially were going to school for free.
We were being smart.
With the scholarship. Because we just, and we wanted to get married young, so we knew, we just kept our expenses as low as possible.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah,
we lived in low-income housing.
And we were so happy because we had each other.
I'm saying that's exactly what I'm, like, the whole moral of the story is money is not happiness. Like, you can so be happy on.
But look what hard work did. Look at this.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Thank you. Does kind of, like, I don't want to diminish the support of having, like, if something were to happen, we had family. We never took money from them. Like, never asked for money, but we had them, and I don't want to diminish that support, like, what that actually means to have. But, yeah, sometimes when people say things, I'm like, oh, but do you remember? Literally 3 years ago, we're out here at Aldi, and we were saying no to $1 ice cream. I don't want to hear it.
I bought myself my own car, and my brother had his car. Like, he just got it, and I remember he had repairs on his. I was paying for, like, everything for my car, insurance, everything, and he had a $500 like repair or something. And I found out about it, and I got so pissed at my parents because, like, I bought my car, I'm paid for my insurance, and you paid for his, and, like, he got it for free.
Yeah.
But, like, we had their support though. Like, if everything would have, like, blown up in our faces, I could have lived in my parents' basement and, like, had a place to live, you know, and eaten their food.
Well,
so,
and where do you fall in fortunate. The siblings? Are you, like, an
He's
older?
The middle child.
I'm the middle kid.
Was
his
brother younger or older?
My older brother.
Oh, I feel like as an older sibling, I get that a lot where it's, like, my younger siblings are, you know, of course, like, my parents are more strict with the older ones. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they loosen up as the younger ones come around.
No, but I'm so thankful for having to, like, work. Because then it taught me everything that I know today. And, like, I wouldn't be
and
here.
And I look back on that time so fondly. It's not like it was
so,
like,
thankful for
and
it.
We always talk, we're like, if we could just go back.
I'm glad my parents didn't give me any money to buy a car. Like, I'm glad I had to do it myself because then it taught me that work ethic. But I wanted to ask you, Dakota, how was your reaction? Action that, were you like, oh frick, we're doing it prenup, like, what was your interpretation?
No, I mean, it totally made sense because I mean, I want to protect myself too, so we'll definitely didn't even think twice about it.
It was just like one of those, and you know, like when you're married young, like my parents were married at 20, I think, too. They were in school and didn't have anything. There was like, there's no need for it when you're like starting at the same level. But when, you know, like for Dakota, you know, he got married a little bit older and had kind of established finances in a life and a business, and at that point for us both it made the most sense to just be like, what was yours before is yours, and what was mine before is mine, and what we build together is together. You know?
I think, like I said, I think there's a weird stigma of people being like, oh, if you make them sign a prenup, it's basically confirming you'll get divorced, or like,
that you'll just never take care of them.
Divorce, and I'm like, no, that's not. Yeah. It's like a worst case scenario. It's like having a will. By writing a will, you're not saying anything bad's going to happen. It's just there, just in case.
Maybe a prenup could be romantic.
It could be romantic.
I think I noticed. Something I wanted to ask about too is you guys didn't take, like, you obviously traditionally the wife takes the last name of the husband.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't take your husband's last names, right?
So actually, we hyphenated, so we both took each other's last names.
Okay. So that's cool.
You don't see that a lot.
No, it was really uncommon. And when we talked about it, like, we got mixed reception about it, but I
we love it.
Don't really care. I'm like, I wanted to keep my last name. He wanted to keep his, but I wanted us to be like a family unit.
Yeah.
So, and give our kids the same name.
Yeah. So we're the McKnight Howards.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Howards.
Yep. Howards.
Yeah, we're actually...
We're family.
We're family. Yes. Asa is actually my brother. He's here today.
We did a Howard Bro picture at the end of this.
Yeah. That's cute.
No. It's definitely untraditional,
and
for sure.
And you guys didn't hyphenate.
No, we didn't do anything. Not that, like, I love his last name. His last name is really cool. Blackburn is his last name.
Whoa, okay.
But I also love McKnight, and part of me is, like, the oldest daughter. I'm sure Bailey feels a little bit of this. You know, for a long time, we didn't have any boys. Like, it was just the four girls before we had Dax. And so I didn't know if the McKnight name would even get carried on if all of us took our husband's name. So, you know, obviously now we have a brother and, you know, the name can be carried on. But there's a part of me that still was like, my degree is in my last name. Everything is in my last name. Like, there really isn't any reason for me to change it. And Dakota didn't particularly care.
I forget all about it.
We really don't have any issues with it. The only hard part will be, like, when we have kids, obviously, like, deciding on the last name that we're going to give our children. But I think at that point, we might just not give our kids a middle name and just do both last names.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, the options are open and everyone can do whatever they feel comfortable with, you know.
Yeah.
I just, again, we were both adults and it was like, I didn't, you know, I like my last name. He likes his last name. Eh.
Yeah.
And what have you guys decided, or have you not decided what you're going to do?
Our kids will be McKnight Howard.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that was a really dumb question.
let's back it up like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know about middle names. They'll probably just be long name.
I grew up with four names.
Whoa.
Yeah, four names. Both of my, it's really weird. It's like kind of foreshadowing because all of my best friends growing up all had four names. Everyone I knew had four names.
It's a very southern,
four
very
names.
Southern thing to be like.
Yeah, like. Yeah. My best friend in high school had two first names. My best friend in high school also had two last names. He had middle names.
Yeah, two middle names, yeah.
So
I'm not going by five names now, by the way.
No, he took one out.
You took one of their names out? How did your parents feel about that?
Or he's like an older grandparent.
No, what he's not saying is he did not like
the name. It was Asa Ryan Hardy Howard.
So he took
Hardy.
Hardy. Yeah, it was like a great grandparent or
but something. Dude, like Tom Hardy, that's such a tough name.
Okay, I mean, yeah. Tom Hardy's cool,
that's
but...
So bad.
Like, I don't
wait,
care about
Hardy?
Tough.
It was Hardy, I can see Hardy Howard, but like if you were like Asa Hardy, I'd be like, bro, that like Asa I feel Hardy. Like you could kick my butt if that was your name.
But yeah, then he's like a sweet guy. Yeah.
not quite fitting.
What were some, like, did you guys get any out there reactions when you told people that you were doing a prenup or that you were not taking your husband's last name?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be out there reactions when you're telling basically like 8 million people, 9 million people that you're doing something and they don't agree. And that's totally fine if you don't agree, like no hard feelings. Yeah. But yeah, definitely some people felt passionate. I remember talking even with close family, they were shocked that I wasn't going to just give up my last name. And
yeah.
A couple of his cousins were saying, oh, but don't you just feel like it's
your
role and your responsibility to be, you know, like take on your husband's whatever, whatever. And I'm just, for me personally, that's not how I felt. And so I just knew how I wanted to do it and was not deterred. Yeah. But everyone can do whatever they want. That's how I feel.
Like we were, my mom is like, you know, we mentioned this a little bit earlier. She's like a very tough woman. Like she just is like a hardcore woman.
Mm-hmm. And she raised us all to be like hardcore women.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone has an opinion and their opinions are valued. And so I appreciate marrying someone who values my opinion, you know? And like, I appreciate that Dakota was so willing to be like, yeah, you feel so strongly about this as a woman. Like, yeah, you can keep your last name and it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, same here. We just compromised. Like,
yeah.
He wanted to keep his. I didn't make him give up his last name. He didn't make me give up my last name. Like, it was a full compromise.
And I will shout my dad out because we were also raised around a really loving and caring father figure as well, mm-hmm. who, like, showed us that that was something we could look for in husbands. Like, when Bailey and I both walked ourselves down the aisle on our wedding day because we felt very strongly that we didn't need to be given to anybody, that we could give ourselves.
Mm.
And my dad, of course, same thing as our husbands, was very much like, you feel that strongly, I love you, and I just want to support you in whatever way I can. And like, if you feel really strongly about this, like, I'm here to just support, you know?
Yeah, so, talk about that a little bit more, because I feel like that was probably something that you guys have done a lot of untraditional things.
Yeah.
How inspiring for young women, though. Like, I think about a young girl listening or, like,
knowing you guys. And you have a lot of young women looking up to you, so that's really cool.
Seeing you start all these businesses, it's really inspiring.
Thanks.
Wow, so you sat your dad down. You, I guess,
I did it first. It was really her that instigated the combo.
It was all kinds of factors that went into it. One thing that people like could not wrap their heads around, they were like, well, do you not like your dad?
I have a great relationship with him.
No, we have a great relationship. That had nothing to do with it. It was just traditionally, in traditional marriages, the dad walks you down the aisle to quote unquote give you away. And I didn't feel like I needed a man to give me away. I wanted to give myself away to my husband.
And when we got married, our whole theme was, it doesn't have to follow the tradition. Like, we wrote our own script for the ceremony. Yeah. Or, like, we just wanted to do it our own way. Like, we didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, and I've actually officiated two weddings.
No way.
And,
mine.
Brooklyn's was one of them.
Oh, that's so sweet. I guess ours. Yeah.
That is really cool.
But the only rule is they have to say, I do. And I have to say, by the power vested in me, you're now husband and wife.
The rest of it is just tradition. It's not like everything is a tradition. Or anything. Yeah. So,
It's just that's really cool. I like how thoughtful you guys have been, like, with this whole process, and I'm sure that'll extend into your parenting too, because, like, I feel like it's really easy with tradition. Like, I'm someone, I love tradition. Yeah. Like, and, but I think it's really easy being someone that's, like, very traditional to, like, become passive and just, like, oh, this is how we do it, and not ever, like, actually thinking, like, why? And, mm-hmm. like, you know, is there something that's more fitting to us mm-hmm. and to our family? So that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if you love tradition, that's awesome. Just for me personally, it was like, yes, it's always just whatever makes you about it. Happy, I feel like. Yeah. Like, if you feel fulfilled and happy and the things you're doing and, like, the role you're filling, like, then that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
But it's like Brooklyn said, I sat my dad down and told him just like, hey, I think I might want to walk myself down the aisle just so I can have that moment to myself, and also just, you know, this is how I feel about this topic. And he was like, okay. Yep. I thought he might be, like, a little bit upset. Like, I mean, of course that's understandable since it's so traditional.
You raise your daughter thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, that's fine. And I was like, okay.
He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my dad's
he's a nice guy.
His only stipulation was he wanted to hug me at the end of the aisle. So he got to hug me at the end of the aisle. And I hugged my mom,
too. Why am I, like, about to cry?
That's so
I know.
Cute.
It was so cute. He's the best. For a minute there, it was just the four girls. So I feel like he's a little bit more, like, tender-hearted. Because he just grew up, I would say, significantly by women. Raised by almost a single mom.
By a woman,
like,
you know?
Yeah. His story was written by a woman.
Yeah, he really was. Like, he's just very tender-hearted because he grew up, I think, around so many women.
Present.
And
he has three sisters,
so many daughters. Yeah. So
he has,
like,
a twin sister. I mean, it's just like.
And what about your mom? Did she have all brothers? Or, like, what
she
is her?
Older brothers.
She had older brothers.
Okay.
And she's older tough. Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has tough. All of the above.
Because my mom had all sisters, but they all went on to be engineers. They graduated with engineering degrees. So, like, they, powerful women in my family. And so, like, I don't know. I just think that's, I can totally relate to your, like, growing up with that. That's
the
cool.
family dynamic.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I want to just be friends with you guys. Like,
we are friends. What are you talking
about? Like, we could do like,
That'd be awesome. I'm bummed you guys live in Texas.
I know. There's a house next door to us.
Yeah,
for sale.
So.
Let's get it.
That's actually how we make decisions, honestly. Everyone's like, why did you come to Arizona? We're like, we just did.
No, we just did.
All right, it's time to pack up.
And same thing with Hawaii. We just, like, randomly on a whim decided to move to Hawaii. But that's what, like, I love that our family is moving to us now. But then I'm also like, crap. Like, if we wanted to move
now
to Texas
on the
whim, we can't now.
Yeah.
Because
you
have our families here.
Your houses are really close together, huh?
Yeah, so we originally had houses next to each other. We were in the process of, like, purchasing those homes. And then, of course, it got so expensive to buy houses. So I ended up bumping over a neighborhood. So we're literally, like, across the street from each other, less than 5 minutes away. We love it.
I was gonna ask, do you love it, or sometimes there's the sibling conflict that comes
from? I mean, there's always sibling conflict. Like, if you're sisters,
but
you know,
none of it, I feel like, ever comes from living close.
No, it's not proximity.
The only
is it work?
Yeah,
usually
the only
real, like,
work.
Tiffs we ever really have is over work. And that's inevitable, considering work, like we talked about earlier, is pretty much 24/7.
Yeah, we pat ourselves on the back sometimes because we're like, okay, we personally spend all of our time together. We work together.
We live with each other.
Like, we lived with each other.
I guess
kind of like each other. Like, we literally lived in the same house together.
That's actually so sweet.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, we're going to get into fights, but, like, It's not really that frequent, considering how much time we spent together.
Yeah, really not.
Would you ever live together again?
We lived together when we were married.
Yeah.
For
the first little bit.
That's
I would do it again.
Really?
We shared a rental house.
I would do it again on the stipulation that we had, like, two floors, because we were on one floor and our rooms were kind of
like sharing the kitchen, sharing the laundry. Like, that's the.
And newlyweds.
Yeah, we were newlyweds. Yeah, we were newlyweds.
So there were, like, two floors
three
or
bedroom,
something.
Two bath.
Totally down for
I feel like it was a sleigh. We were living the new girl
we
life.
We were having so much fun.
I was loving it.
So much fun.
It was very cheap.
Cheap rent.
Yeah, it was.
Well, okay, so then it's not like you two get along great, but then also your husbands get along.
Yeah, are you guys best friends?
They're pretty close.
They're,
the thing is the guys are so different, but also the same.
Yeah, like, we have different hobbies and stuff, but we get along really well, so.
Yeah,
it's just, like, we both married very, like, even, calm, like, just, you know, like, they get along with everybody, so they were going to get along no matter what.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
Yeah.
I love
that. Also, part of the stipulation of marrying twins, you just have to get along, circling back to what we talked about earlier.
You guys said something on your Q&A about getting married recently, your newlywed Q&A, how, like this, you guys don't think marriage is hard. Like you guys were like,
yeah, like this saying, is so controversial.
I know. I wanted to bring it up because you guys were like, it's actually really easy.
Yeah.
And the people in the comments of this video would be like,
they were so mad at me for saying that.
They were.
Listen, yes. Like my personal opinion is marriage isn't hard, but life is. And okay. That's how I feel about it. I'm okay. Like being married, like choosing every day to like love him and not get a divorce, I guess, is not difficult.
Yeah.
The hard part is the things that we're experiencing together. Like, you know, like that's where things get hard. Like, I, you know, whether that's, I don't know what it looks like for every couple, but having kids or finances or blah, blah, that's life. Your marriage itself, I feel like obviously we argue and like just like every couple, but loving each other's not hard.
I feel like you also have to stipulate that that's your personal experience. So yes. Like, of course, for other people, maybe their marriage is hard personally, like their relationship together, but from their personal experience, you're speaking from your personal yes. experience.
Yeah, my personal experience is like loving Dakota isn't the difficult part. Like okay. Life is the difficult part. That's my okay. opinion. But I did get a lot of people in my comments that were like, what are you talking about? But I mean, like I said, it's just my opinion. That's my experience.
Asa, is marriage hard?
No, it's not. I mean, yeah, same thing for us. Like, I feel like we're best friends. We pretty much try to spend as much time together as possible. And like Brooklyn said, it's life that makes things hard. It's trying to compromise when, you know, there's not always something that we agree on, or trying to balance each other's emotions. Like sometimes the emotions just don't, you know, the way that she might feel about something is not how I feel about something. And that's where I feel like the struggle can come through, and learning how to listen and communicate is really where yeah. it makes that easy.
But if you take that something out of the equation, yeah. then there's not an issue. That's what no. I'm saying is like that something is something life has thrown at you that you have different opinions about, or you have different emotions about. Like that I feel like is where.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've been together for
7 years,
a long time, and
wow,
it's I would never categorize it as hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm wow. trying to think but why it would be hard.
That I mean, might
if
get
you
me
love
trouble.
Each other, we can tell you guys about why.
We can
why.
Tell you a little bit of hard stuff.
No, I Listen, love that for you guys. I really no, I but. Truly I love that you guys are saying that it's not hard, and I want you guys to always say that.
Feel that way.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, I hope 50 years yeah. from now you're like, marriage is so easy. Like, I really want that for you.
Yeah,
I think that they, I feel like if they've gotten to this point and you're there, like, probably yes. Yeah. Like, you, if you find, like, a really good, like, balance, like, I think we're both very strong-willed people.
Yeah. No, that's probably
but
true.
But you still made it work,
we're
though.
Both
like, we
yeah.
have
yeah.
tiffs. Like, there are things where, like, we are on opposite ends of the spectrum opinion-wise about things, and, like, that's like I guess yes, I can see where people would categorize that as difficult, like
yeah.
getting along with your spouse, or like lifestyles or like living habits, like that can be hard. But I'm talking literally just strictly about like loving your partner. Aww. Like yeah. loving your partner is not difficult. Loving your partner enough to not like just up and leave them, you know,
yeah.
like that
yeah.
to me, that's never an option. That's not a choice, because I love him so much. That's where
okay.
it's not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we definitely difficult. Have disagreements. Like, yeah. should I go to the store every day to buy our food? But
the groceries every day, really? No, I think no. I agree with Brooklyn. I think there's just, it depends on how you, what you categorize as hard.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
How you define that might make mm-hmm. the difference between what you say is difficult and what you say
yeah.
isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. everybody argues. Like, we're not sitting here saying, because we're saying it's not hard, we don't struggle. But it just, like, all together, do the pros outweigh the cons? Is there ever a time where
would I rather be single?
Like,
no.
Do we feel like
would you
want
to be married to somebody else? No.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like, those are the things that yeah.
it's
that's
always
beautiful.
Workable.
I really like that.
Yeah. That's really sweet. I'm happy for you. I love that.
Thanks.
I'm happy for you.
Matt, you can tell me you love me right now.
I love you very much. I love you so much. No, we've been in this weird funk where, like, we'll have, like, a gnarly fight, and then we'll be, like an hour later.
Is doing that?
Yeah, maybe it's just a 202 thing, but it's, like, we'll be in a gnarly fight, and then it's just, like, I love you so much. And
yeah,
it's just, like, and it's just, like, bing, boom. I'm just, like, can we just freaking, like, find some
middle
ground? Like, find somewhere in the middle where it's not, like, really, really good or really, yeah. really bad. Like, I'm, yeah. like, let's just have, like, a normal relationship. I don't know.
But you
that would be
have
cool.
two kids.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
That's the hardest
deprivation
part.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, like,
yeah.
emotions from toddlers are seeping
yeah.
into you.
If you yeah. survive this, your marriage can survive
yeah.
almost anything.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, yeah, especially like when it's 5 a.m. and your kid's screaming and you're like, yeah. okay. Like,
that wasn't beautiful.
Because, like, I don't know.
That wasn't precious.
Yeah, because, like, for me, I'm like, I'm going to just I just need like 30 more. And Abby's like, can you please get out of bed already? Like, he's still crying. Like, okay.
Well, for me, yeah, this is a totally side conversation. Yeah. When my babies are upset, like, oh, it's fight or flight. And usually I want to fight Matt if they're upset. I'm like, they're upset.
She takes it.
I'm like, they're upset.
But then my thing is like, you know, half the time they cry and then like 1 minute later, like asleep, you know?
A minute of my son crying feels literally like, I'm like, did you set a timer? Because we like, we'll let them be like, you know, a little bit upset for 5 minutes. And then before we go in and intervene, just so we don't wake them up more if they're like kind of just tossing and turning. But I'm like, that 5 minutes felt like 5 hours.
Well, how did you, okay, have you guys ever fought about money before? Because like we've always prided ourselves in like, we've never once had a money fight ever until a month ago. Yeah. And it was like, I was like, dang, like I thought we'd never ever have that, you know?
Yeah. We've had a few, I wouldn't even say necessarily arguments so much as like, we just had different opinions about like where we should spend our money / like how to spend it, especially starting a new business. That was like, obviously required a lot of cash flow. And so like figuring out how to spend that, and like we have only this set amount, and like we have to be strategic. But I wouldn't say that that's something we really argue about a lot.
Yeah, we're blessed for sure with the job that we do and the finances that we make. And so I feel like for us personally, because we've been so blessed, it's not been a conversation we've had to have. But I know that doesn't go for everybody, so just depends on the situation and where you're at in life.
Recently you guys brought up on, I think, TikTok about a story of you guys dealing with a stalker.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out because we've never luckily dealt with a situation like that. Talk about that, because that's really scary.
Yeah. So for the people listening, I guess, that haven't seen it, I talked recently, and really, to be honest with you, we've never spoken openly about stalkers. I'm not sure why. Maybe because I thought,
I don't know why either,
it would bring more or invite like also more problems.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was never... I don't know, I just never felt comfortable talking about it. And then just one day I sat down to film a Get Ready With Me, and I just for some reason decided, I was like, okay, like it's been 6 years, I'll tell this story. But I had a guy who was following me for a really long time in high school, and just got to a really creepy level where he showed up at my house and was like trying to get in, and was
sending me
letters at my home, and paid money for my address, and showed up at my school. And so eventually we moved and changed my phone number, and like never heard from him again. But
and this was just you, Bailey?
Yes. Yeah. And I don't think people understand, like, just because we're twins doesn't mean we're not targeted individually.
Yeah,
it can totally happen.
We've had two really bad stalker stories. One was focused on Bailey and one was focused on me, and we've not really had anything outside of those two.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the other ones are pretty, like a couple other squabbles but minor, and then we had two like really major, like scary situations.
Yeah.
So you saw them in person?
I did, for my guy. I did on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, 4 occasions.
Jeez.
He would just show up everywhere we were. That's why we were seeing him all the time, because it was like, it quite literally stalking. Like, it was like where we were, he was there. So that's why she saw him so much. But the hard part is like,
police, like, a law enforcement
has to have certain things in order to get involved. And
I tried, and they like told me I had to have a recording of myself telling him to leave me alone, and then he had to physically show up again
after,
and they had to leave me alone to get a restraining order.
Property.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a whole list of things.
There were like so many
stipulations. What do people do though? Because like, that's you already had that altercation. So I guess if people listening right now ever have a situation like that, you should take a video.
Yeah,
because then
video
that can
yourself
first
time.
Immediately.
The immediately?
First time.
Okay,
immediately, and say literally the words, say, leave me alone. I have
no
interest
in
seeing
you.
Okay.
And then if they show up again, it's like, but then again, this was 6 years ago, so maybe it's different now. I'm not sure. I was also 17, so I couldn't even remember probably properly, but that's what I remember happening. Is like, we had to get a recording of him, and then by the time
I would just tell anyone that's in a dangerous situation, record it, even everything. If you're feeling uncomfortable, just record everything for, you know, evidence purposes, for like, and then if you ever feel like someone is stalking you, get a very, very, very clear recording of you saying, I do not want you to follow me, this is against my
will. Okay.
Yeah. And then at that point the police can get more involved, because like at that point you've directly said, I do not want
this. And I think at first we just, I don't know, in my memory it was like when it was happening, it wasn't registering as big of a deal as it now feels, if that makes sense.
I think
sense.
There's a lot of things that happened to me in high school that I'm like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
What? That was crazy. We were just talking about that. What were we talking about? Things when you're, that's why it's kind of scary, even like so many things, like having teenagers, like your view of perception is not, your view of reality is not trustworthy.
Yeah, I'm like, you're just like, meh. You know, like, that's kind of how it was. I was like, I mean, I was scared. Yeah, like there's a guy stalking me, but not to the degree I probably should have been. Like the first time he showed up, I should have called the cops. You know what I mean? Like, I should have been way more intense about it. But at the time, it just, I don't know, it just didn't register. I don't know what.
Teenage brains.
I thought maybe it was a one-off scenario. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of things you could also explain away.
And you did get a restraining order, though, eventually.
No,
oh, you never did.
Not with so we got stalker, the recording of us saying, leave me alone. And then he showed up at my school, but not within a physical, like, it's really hard to explain, but basically, like, not enough to get a restraining order.
You got a restraining order?
Yeah. So, well, sort of.
This is a complicated.
This one's a very complicated story. It's, I'll give you the general details. There was someone in our DMs very obsessed with me, particularly with my virginity. And like, it just, another teenage boy. And eventually it got heated to the point where he figured out where we were going to church when I was in college and showed up there and kind of camped out the parking lot and then threatened to do a lot of dangerous things if I didn't see him. And anyway, I had to get police involved, and that he did actually get arrested on site, and they put they found him, and then they put an arrest on site for like my school campus and my church, so if he ever came back around they could arrest him on site. So kind of like a restraining order, but not like for me personally, just more the area, because he did threaten to, you know, do some dangerous things in the area. So that was one where it was, I have like a case file of like all the information about him, his car, his license plate, everything that I still have.
And for some reason, like, I'm still sitting here like nervous to talk about it for some reason. Like, I'm still like, oh, like, what if this has like repercussions or something? Mm. But you know what? This is the reality. This is what happens to us. Here you go.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No, okay. I mean, I'm just grateful that considering the career and the length of the career we've had, that it's been so minimal for us, and I had no direct contact with my dude.
What can people do to like protect themselves at that other than to do a recording if there's ever an altercation to show to the police?
Don't post where you are publicly, like IRL. Don't show license plates and addresses.
Don't hand out personal information like phone numbers, emails, anything. Also, I would say listen to your gut, because even when you're like, because it's so, especially I feel like as women, you dismiss it so often. You're like, oh, I'm just like, I'm making it up in my head. He's not really following me. Or, oh, I'm like in the grocery store and that guy kind of looked at me weird. But like, no, he's not doing that. Like, I would say follow your gut. If you're feeling uncomfortable, remove yourself from the scenario.
I do now. Like in the moment when that guy showed up the first time, I just had like, I mentioned it in the TikTok, but I just had like a sick feeling, like sick, and I'd never seen this man, never talked to this man. I just had a sick feeling, and sure enough, it ended up being pretty bad. And so now, like, I don't even question it. I don't even stick around. I'm like, I'm out. Even if, like, I think we went to a movie one time and I was like, I'm out, I'm leaving. I don't feel good, I'm leaving. Like, we were at a restaurant time, I'm like, we're out, we're leaving. Like, just random scenarios, I'm just like, I
better
fully
safe than
listen
sorry
to that gut
10 out
now
of 10 times, you know, like what's the half a movie gonna cost you versus like if something happens.
I listen to that.
That's really
now
good advice. I love that you can trust your intuition.
Internet safety, ladies and gentlemen.
thank you.
Practice internet safety.
Well, you guys, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. Like, it's, you guys are so cool. I feel like we really connected over this conversation.
Thanks for making it so easy.
Can't wait to move into your neighborhood.
Yeah, I know. We're going to actually move into your neighborhood now. I think we just decided.
I saw you guys play Catan.
Wait, what? I was like, we love Catan.
I wish we had more time.
We played Catan. We still be friends.
Wait, dang it. We need to play.
He's so good and so competitive.
I win every time.
Matt wins every time.
Let's play a game. Okay, where can people follow you guys? Like, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, pretty much every social handle is Brooklyn and Bailey. If you just look up Brooklyn and Bailey, you'll probably see us.
You can find our clothing and our mascara at lashnextdoor.com. And then you can find our skincare ITK at Walmart. So you can check all those
that
out.
That is so cool.
And if you're in the area, visit Sip City.
Sip City?
In like the DFW area, visit Sip City.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. You guys, this was super
fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, as always, this is where we say peace out, dudes.
Okay.
Three,
I was like, do we?
Two, one.
Peace out, dudes.